guess what changes a lot as puppies transition out of the neonatal period? Our dams are still key, but we now play a larger part in the pup's upbringing. So if we do a quick review, back in the neonatal period, moms carried most of the load of puppy care. We instead focused on caring for and monitoring her, as well as monitoring the pups. We also set up safe and clean environments, and we did a little sense stimulation for the pups. This week, things change a little. Mom is doing a little less, but it's still all about her, and we're doing a little more. But in general, the activities we do are still the same. Even in the transition period, their mother's milk is ideal nutrition for puppies. The composition of this milk is evolving to meet the demands of the pup's growing bodies, and it continues to speed myelination of the pup's nervous system. In addition, nursing provides other physical and mental benefits. It develops the pup's physical strength and their coordination. But as the dam progresses from lying to sitting to standing while nursing, it also develops many mental skills, such as learning to deal with stress in a positive way, persistence, and problem solving. Even if this looks really tough for the pups, which it is, it's normal and natural. Moms aren't as important for keeping their pups warm this week, but mothering, remember that's licking, nuzzling, poking, touching, and cleaning, remains important to the pup's development. Most moms continue to clean their pups in the whelping box or pen, providing us needed assistance to keeping the area spotless. This will continue until you introduce the pups to solid food, so don't be a rush to do so this week as long as the pups are gaining weight. Mothering also continues to develop the pups long term. This week it helps imprint the pups so that they know that they're dogs, and it enables them to form bonds with their mom and their siblings. Mothering also improves the pups' stress management systems, and it can help them avoid separation anxiety in adulthood if the dams are able to come and go from the pups. There are, however, a few changes you might see this week. First, you'll notice that dams spend less time with their pups. No longer are they in the box 24/7, and some particularly bored moms are ready to return to their previous lives. How do you know if a mom is spending enough time with her pups? Well, we weigh them daily. If they're not gaining 10 to 12% a day, she isn't with them enough. And unfortunately, that means you might have to practice some tough love and confine her near the puppies. You can do this simply by shutting the door to the puppy room if the whelping box is in a room, or you can put an X pen around the box, leaving enough space outside the box for your dam. Give her a nice bed out there, plus some water and maybe a chew toy, but keep her close to them. She'll be far more likely to respond to them than if she's downstairs on the couch watching TV with your family. I know it's hard, but it won't be for much longer. You also might notice she isn't as good at cleaning up this week. That happens both as the pups grow and because they start peeing and pooping on their own, so she simply might not be around when it happens. So be ready to clean the box or pen more, and be sure to watch the next module on potty training your litter. Finally, you may see that she begins to lose weight or condition this week as lactation demand hits its peak. Weeks 3 and 4 is when her body has the highest requirement to create milk for the pups. This means her nutrition is key to the pup's health and her recovery from the litter. By this point, she's likely eating 3 to 4 times her normal amount of food, depending upon the number of pups she has. If she only has a pup or two, you may only need to feed her 20% more. But if she has an above average number of puppies, she may be eating upwards of 400% of her maintenance amounts. Make sure you're still feeding her a diet designed for lactation. If you're using a commercial product, those foods are labeled by the AFCO as for growth and reproduction or all life stages, and they have at least 26% protein, ideally mostly from animals, 18% or more fat, and at least 20% of calories from carbohydrates. Make sure you continue giving her a general multivitamin, multimineral supplement this week, wild fish oil for docosahexaenoic acid, probiotics for the pup's long-term immune health and reduced allergies, and if needed, galactagogues to increase her milk production. Go back and review Module 4.4 for details on those. And you can download our Nutrients for Breeding Dogs handout in the resource section of this module. What else do we do during transition? Well, we create the right environment for the bitches and pups. There's a lot more information on how to do that in modules 5.3 and 5.4. We continue to stimulate the pup's senses, and we provide timely, attentive care and monitoring. We continue sensory development, which aids both lifelong stress management and social bonding with people through gentle early neurologic stimulation and early scent introduction. You'll do that up through day 16, and then you'll stop. You'll also be doing nails and grooming. We'll talk a little bit more about nails in a second. And we recommend that you do informal handling and engagement with visitors as well as family members. Now, caring and monitoring gets a little easier this week because the pups are more robust. However, we have to be vigilant to ensure things continue to go well. We covered nutrition early in this module, so let's talk about possible health issues that might arise in your dam this week. Given the demands on her body, we want to be very attentive to moms. Mastitis remains a risk, so check her mammary glands daily for heat, swelling, or redness. Immediately start hot compresses and apply cabbage leaves to remove the infection if you see any of these. You can also add non-GMO sunflower lecithin granules, not the liquid, to her food to reduce her risk of mastitis. Because of the amount of milk she's making, eclampsia or hypocalcemia is also a risk this week. It tends to happen more in small dogs than large, but we always need to be watchful for it because, remember, eclampsia is a medical emergency. If you see any signs such as muscle weakness, staggering, disorientation, or aggression, get your bitch to the vet right away. As you increase the amount you're feeding her, your dam might also develop diarrhea this week. If both she and the pups get loose stools, you're most likely feeding her too much. Cut back a little while still monitoring the pup's weights. You may also want to add more grains to her diet, such as oatmeal, which can firm up a bitch's stools. Slippery elm and, quote, the pink stuff, unquote, can also help, so check the resources for details. And finally, you might see signs of poor mothering this week as your bitch becomes bored with being a mom. This usually shows up as disinterest, not aggression, since the pups don't have teeth yet. The best way to handle this is to not lock your bitch into the puppy pen, but instead give her a place to relax away from the puppies and perhaps have a little bit more fun in life. And that means you can reintroduce some exercise and activities. However, she isn't ready to go training or do hard exercise. No matter what she says, limit her to strolls around the yard and some stretching exercises. For more details, sign up for Fit to be Tied, the breeding stock conditioning course, or the seminar that I've created with Dr. Chris Zink. Pup care is also a little easier this week, typically. As with the neonatal period, watching and listening to our pups is important. They look different, but we can still identify pups that aren't walking or moving well. They also have a much greater range of vocalizations, from barking and growling to howling and whining. Transition pups still sleep a lot, but more of their time is spent exploring and playing, so you'll have to learn to distinguish normal from abnormal while paying attention to them. How else do we monitor pups? Top priority is daily weighing. It's a little harder to get an accurate weight now because they're moving so much, but use a container and try your best. You're looking specifically for pups that are falling behind the others in their weight or who don't gain on a daily basis. Trimming toenails every 3 days provides many benefits. It helps reduce the risk of mastitis in dams, it keeps pups from scratching their litter mates, and it introduces handling and another form of mild stress for puppy development. And finally, having visitors in to handle your pups is helpful to their development this week, although it becomes more important in the sensitive period. If you want to have guests, make sure that you have clear rules for all pertaining to shoes, clothes, hand cleaning, and handling, and this is particularly true for children. And be sure to keep up your disinfecting and hygiene standards. And finally, know how much risk the pups face this week from distemper and particularly parvovirus by getting a nomograph on their mom.